Welcome to the PDPW podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Hey, everybody. Happy to be spending a little bit of time with you again today. Probably everyone who's grown up in America has seen that people are often driven by a desire to have more stuff, whether that's material goods or money, or skills and talents, or popularity, success, and power. While it's not intrinsically wrong to want any of these things, it's easy to miss the things which are truly valuable when we're only seeing the world through a self-serving mindset. Today, I want to talk for a moment on the subject of kindness. There are a few things in life that proliferate when you give them away, and kindness is one of those things. Defying all the rules of math, kindness multiplies exponentially when you unabashedly give it away. It multiplies 30, 60, 100-fold, or even more just by scattering it forth. And that's not just my opinion. Here's what others have to say about this gift that keeps on giving. Be kind whenever possible. It is always possible, says the Dalai Lama. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "You cannot do a kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late." Mark Twain's take on the subject: kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. And Paddington Bear, that fuzzy, fictional, and most beloved British children's literature character of TV programming, said, "It doesn't cost me anything to be kind." I have repeatedly been witness to the fact that the most valuable things in the world really are free. During much of my school life, I was labeled as unpopular, uncool, unattractive. I wasn't completely friendless, but neither were there people in school clamoring to be associated with me. And that caused me a lot of pain and shame and resentment. But I realized at a young age that if I were going to have any friends at all, I'd have to earn their friendship by being kind. It was my only hope of making friends. By the time I graduated high school, I was so thankful that I would soon be a freshman on the UW-Madison campus, where I could get lost among thousands of other students who had no idea about my past. They had no idea what my former classmates thought of me. It was a clean slate for me to make a new impression, and I was so ready. And for as much as I wanted to shed the hurt of being unpopular and uncool, I eventually came to realize that I now carried with me the gifts that that type of adversity yields. Having already learned the value of being kind, I was acutely aware when others were left out of the popular group or out of conversations, even in classroom settings. And I can't say that I was compassionate or mindful of those circumstances 100% of the time, but there were many times I was able to offer encouragement or a kind word without really even intending to do so. It was more of a natural byproduct of my spirit recognizing in theirs that there was a hurt that came on account of being left out. It would be decades later when some of those individuals would approach me to tell me how much it meant to them that I paid attention to them in a way that mattered to them. Being kind always yields dividends, particularly when you practice kindness authentically and not with an ulterior motive to get something for yourself. In August 2022, my husband was just 1 week into a new job as a location manager for a local feed and agronomy service. He was helping one of his team members change a tire on an airflow applicator when one of the 1,800-pound tires fell off the elevated forklift tines and crashed into him, knocking him over and crushing his leg, ankle, and foot, breaking it in multiple places. In the blink of an eye, bones were now sticking out the front of his leg and his foot was hanging on by some shreds of skin. Needless to say, the next few months would bring multiple surgeries and follow-up doctor appointments and physical therapy and a whole lot of laying around for Josh with his leg elevated. But I tell you what, he and I were absolutely blown away by the kindness, the generosity, the helpfulness that was showered on us by neighbors, coworkers, church members, friends, and family. During those long, painful months when Josh was forced to lay around with his leg up and I was doing the work I typically do and also serving as his part-time nurse and insurance claims mediator and question asker, the kindness of people continued to pour in. They offered to mow our lawn, deliver meals, help with the household chores. They brought groceries. They came to fellowship and pray with us. All of those gifts of kindness were such a blessing to us. We wouldn't have known how to ask for them. You can save a life with kindness. I should add right here that I definitely do not have a corner on the market of kindness. Before you think too much of me, I am not kind all the time. There are times in my not too distant past when I've even been intentionally rude or short with someone because I was either feeling rushed or I didn't feel like dealing with someone's pity party or negative attitude. And sometimes, and I'm just going to say this even though it's embarrassing and I hate to admit it, but I can point to times where I actually wanted to hurt somebody emotionally. That's really ugly, but there it is. God is still working on me, to be sure. And he knows I'm not the only one who needs his help. I'm sure some of you listening can identify with the things I'm saying here. The Bible tells us through the words of the Apostle Paul to be kind to one another. He was speaking to the Ephesians, I think it's chapter 4 in that book, and it wasn't merely a mandate to the people of Ephesus in Paul's day. It's a reminder to every one of us today that kindness is not just a good idea, it's a daily choice that can mean all the difference to those who are in desperate need of it. Each day brings new circumstances, new challenges, new opportunities, and I'm hoping this time together will help you consider how you can share some kindness in every interaction and conversation that you have, not just today, but with each new day. And now, after the fashion of Mr. Rogers and his neighborhood, I'm going to take off a cardigan and replace it with a jacket and leave you with one of his statements. Being kind means responding to the needs of others, and you can be kind no matter how old or young you are. And here's to a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Our thanks to Shelley O'Leary for today's message. Shelley, the communications and outreach specialist with the Professional Dairy Producers. And our thanks to you for listening and supporting these weekly PDP podcasts. And we encourage you to have a safe and productive week.